This morning we are kicking off a new series we call Today on the Trail. Democratic Illinois Senator Barack Obama hit four different states, covering nearly 4,000 miles. We caught up with him Monday in the place where he began his day, Littleton, New Hampshire.
That's a segment on Barack Obama recently on the Today Show on NBC. And our guest this hour says that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, and the other Democratic presidential candidates have been getting more and more favorable coverage on the morning news shows on CBS, NBC, and ABC. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 5th, and we will wonder whether you have noticed this and whether you think this shows a liberal bias by the broadcast networks in general. We will talk about this study that our guest group has done. It's the Media Research Center, about the airtime given to the presidential candidates, Democrats and Republicans, and for that matter, the possible independents. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Tim Graham, Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why look at the morning TV news programs?
Well, we've actually done that consistently now since I started at the MRC in 1989. We always watch the morning shows. I guess the reason is that they have substantial audiences large enough that they're big money makers for the networks. I mean, you know, these hosts make, Katie Couric, when she was at the Today Show, was making $15 million a year. So obviously, if it's a lucrative show, it's a desirable audience. And if it's a desirable audience for advertisers, it's certainly a desirable audience for presidential candidates. So certainly the number of people who watch network news in the evening or the morning has declined over time with the rise of cable news and all the other news sources you can get. It's still, the biggest place to see people. It's a great place to get what they call free media.
Yeah, and you were looking at ABC, CBS, ABC's Good Morning America, CBS's The Early Show, and NBC's Today Show, not Fox and Friends or something like that.
Right. That would be different. Fox and Friends, we do watch. We also watch CNN's American Morning at least some of the time. So, I think with cable, there's so much more time to analyze. We can't always say, unless we decide, oh, we're going to study this every day for 6 months. But in this period, we had not done that. So we've tried here to try to say, how do we cover and analyze the 2008 presidential campaign? Because presidential campaigns get so much more attention from the national media than any of your other national races, from your Senate races, House races certainly, and or governor's races as well. These are races that, unless there's a Schwarzenegger on the ticket, the news media don't really notice.
Yeah. So tell us what you found in this report that is subtitled "How the ABC, CBS, and NBC Morning Shows Are Promoting Democrats on the Road to the White House."
Well, I think first there's the issue of how many stories did each set of candidates get. Now, obviously, we tried to break these down by the ones that were solely on the Democrats, the ones that were solely on the Republicans. There were also a set that were on both, and then some on the idea of independents running. In this case, Mayor Michael Bloomberg in New York had decided to leave the Republican Party, and they were pondering the idea that he would run for president.
Mm-hmm.
So we found, that 284 segments on the Democrats, just 152 on the Republicans. So you had there almost a 2-to-1 disparity, and then another set with both. But I think that this is where people can say, well, the Media Research Center is conservative. Its supporters are conservative. They're trying to say there's a liberal bias in the news media. Okay, but this is, I think, anybody who sat and watched these shows and did the tote board on this would find the same thing. The Democrats got twice as much. Then you can go on and say why. But certainly there is no doubt that the networks have done more on the Democratic campaigns at this point than they have on the Republicans.
Yeah, and why do you think it is?
Well, to some extent, I think there is the supposition that the Democrats are the front runners. I think obviously every poll that's been done at this early stage shows that a generic Democrat beats a generic Republican. Now, it's a little bit different when you actually put names to it. The race is a bunch closer when you actually use actual candidates. But, I think it becomes a chicken and the egg question. Is one of the reasons the Democrats ahead because they're getting more coverage? Is one of the reasons the Democrats are raising more money is because they're getting more coverage? Or is it the other way around? And obviously, when the networks were asked to respond to this by the Associated Press, their response was basically to say the Republicans are shy. They don't want to talk to us. And that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
and you don't buy that?
Not
shy, but maybe they're just not agreeing to do town hall meetings or agreeing to these full-length, features.
Right. Obviously, you can see that they've done some. Rudy Giuliani and his wife had a big interview with Barbara Walters. Mitt Romney's actually been pretty aggressive in trying to get these. But Hillary Clinton had the most coverage with 61 minutes. And McCain was the leading Republican at 31 minutes. It's certainly true that ABC has had this town hall thing, but they've only had it with two candidates. They gave 38 minutes to John Edwards one day, and they gave 26 minutes to Hillary Clinton. And they have not successfully arranged a Republican town meeting yet. I find when I talk to Republican campaigns, they don't want to attack the media. But it's certainly true. That they have not, they haven't said yes, obviously. This is weird to me because when we studied this phenomenon back in 1999, John McCain was on ABC all the time. We counted more than 12 or 13 appearances he made on that ABC show back at that time when he was running against George W. Bush. So you wonder why is it, it might be that the McCain campaign this time has decided not to engage the media in the same way. I'm sure that's a part of it. I think the other question becomes, though, do Republican candidates perceive that going on network shows is going to do more harm than good?
Yeah, let me hold you there, Tim. We're going to check our weather, and then we'll continue talking about this special report on the coverage the Democratic presidential candidates are receiving by the morning TV news shows. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 5th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben's guest says the United States is not the world leader in healthcare and takes a progressive view about how to handle America's healthcare crisis. That's coming up after 5. We're talking with Tim Graham. He is Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center, often called a conservative media watchdog group. The Media Research Center has released a study that it did on the coverage that the presidential candidates received on the morning TV news shows on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and found that the Democratic candidates received twice as much coverage as the Republican candidates. What does this mean? Does this show some sort of liberal bias? Is this evidence that the networks are promoting Democrats? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. We welcome your questions for our guest about this study or your observations in general of media coverage of the presidential race. Let me mention to you, Tim Graham, looks like I have here the executive producer of NBC's Today Show, Jim Bell, says, "You've got a former first lady and a black senator fighting for the nomination. That's historic. We're not going to make any apologies for covering that." Then the producer of ABC's Good Morning America says stories about the cancer relapse of Democrat John Edwards' wife Elizabeth were also counted in the total, and it's unfair to include that in a tally like this and suggest that there's bias. You want to react to those reasons why these morning TV news shows say that's why they're covering the Democrats more?
Sure, and these are decent arguments to make. I think that, let me start with the last one first. You know, if we were counting stories that said Elizabeth Edwards went to the doctor and here's the prognosis, that's not really what we're counting. We're counting stories where they brought on Elizabeth Edwards to discuss cancer and her husband's campaign for president. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, I think that just like we counted the fight she had with Ann Coulter, which was a big story, and she did interviews on all three networks. And so we did count interviews with the candidates and their families or staff. Now, in the Edwards case, John did some interviews and Elizabeth did some interviews, but mostly the people who had family and staff on would have been Hillary Clinton. So pretty much everybody else, you mostly are dealing with the candidate. But I think that obviously the Edwards presidential campaign, to some extent, one of the major storylines of that campaign is her illness and how she's struggling with it. And many times these networks were explicit in praising her for sticking to the campaign through this illness and how she's brave and so on. So, I think that leads to the other part of our report, and that is that the Democrats got more favorable coverage. You know, when you call Barack Obama a rock star, mm-hmm. When you have a whole segment discussing whether Hillary Clinton is just unbeatable, these go beyond just stories that put your name in the news. They're stories that put your name in the news where you're called white hot, was what ABC called Obama and Clinton. I think the first answer he gave, where he said, the producer said, well, we're not going to apologize for covering Obama and Clinton. Nobody's trying to ask you to apologize for covering Obama and Clinton. We're saying cover Obama and Clinton and McCain and Giuliani and Romney. That's your job. Your job is to cover all of them. It's just that we found, for example, in the month of January, that was the month that he was sort of referring to, is that the networks had done 52 minutes on the Democrats and only 5 minutes on the Republicans. And so now in later months, obviously, we're more balanced than that. But, I mean, I think that's where you have to look at it and say, don't these networks realize that there's this kind of a dramatic disparity in the amount of time they're granting? Not just you can't just say, well, the Republicans are shy, so they didn't give as many interviews. Well, that doesn't mean you can't follow them on the campaign trail and cover them and talk about how the campaign is going and talk to Republican Party chairmen or experts about how that race is going to turn out. They don't really seem that interested in how it's going to turn out. They're much more, the weird thing about the Democratic race is they like all of them. You know, John Edwards is in third, and they don't say, well, John Edwards is struggling. John McCain, on the other hand, they constantly say his campaign's falling apart, and he has had staff turnover, and he has had trouble fundraising. So I'm not saying they can't say somebody's not doing well. But, you know, it's like nobody in the Democrat in that top tier of the Democrats is struggling. It's like nobody there is trailing, unless they're saying, of course, that Hillary's unbeatable. But I think that there's a much different approach. There's a much more positive approach. There's much more of a publicist's approach to the way the Democrats are covered. And I think you can see just in the last couple of days, after our study period, of course, where Fred Thompson says he's getting in, mm-hmm. and ABC comes on and says, well, that's glaringly obvious, but he doesn't have much of a window, and he's had staff turnover, and everything they said about him is he's really going to have a hard time getting it going. But when Hillary Clinton announced, which was also glaringly obvious, you know, they announced it like that Britney Spears was going on tour. So I think that there is there really is a difference in the tone of the way they cover these candidates. You just really don't see them covering the controversies on the Democratic side. When the candidates tear into each other, they don't really want to cover that. Yeah. It's like they want to preserve the viability of all of the candidates.
Yeah. Let me bring some callers in on this. Jim and Gillett, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that I have noticed the unbalanced coverage, but I think it's more of a commentary on the sad state of news in the United States. It's more entertainment than information. I think on the Democratic side, you have much more interesting things going on. You have $400 haircuts, wives taking pot shots at wives and Bill Clinton. And the Republicans are just, they're just sort of boring. You know, all they really have to report about is McCain's struggles. And I think it speaks a lot to our country and what a campaign is. It's become not as much about information and issues as it is about the rock star.
Mm-hmm. More entertaining, interesting stuff going on the Democratic side, Tim Graham?
Well, there's certainly a lot of coverage of politics that's politics light. I mean, I think one of the things that we write about in this report is the Hillary Clinton does this video, campaign video, where she and Bill imitate the Sopranos finale, and everybody comes on and they run clips of it and say it's fabulous and they're so talented. And that's one of those things where you're saying it's both lighter than air. I mean, it's lighter than air in tone, and the subject matter is just, aren't they funny in this little commercial? I guess I would say to you, it's clear that the Republicans in this age right now are rather demoralized. It's clear that they haven't really settled on a front runner. It's clear that everybody is a bit gloomy after losing in 2006. I certainly think that Republicans are a bit demoralized about the president. On the other hand, you know, if you're a network news outlet, it's your job to try to cover both.
Tim Graham? Oh, goodness. Somehow we lost our connection with our guest. So we'll try to reestablish our line with Tim Graham, director of the media analysis at the Media Research Center, telling us about this report that the Media Research Center did on the content of the ABC, CBS, and NBC morning shows from January through July, which concluded that these three networks were giving the Democratic candidates more coverage and more favorable coverage than the Republican presidential candidates. Tim Graham, do we have you back?
Hello.
Oh, good. I don't know what happened there. We just kind of lost you mid-word.
I could hear you plain as day. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Somehow, maybe you hit a mute button. Who knows? David in South Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Fun discussion. You know, it seems that these concepts float around. You know, I remember the equal time doctrine, and one thing that the gentleman seems to be discussing, he seems to be advocating the equal time doctrine. You know, you say it's their job to cover both sides, but from a certain point of view, it's really their fiduciary responsibility to maximize their wealth production by putting out whatever product sells the commercials over our public airwaves. It's a little bit of a conundrum to want to, it's kind of like kissing your sister here. You know, you want private property over public airwaves, but now you're saying we got to do it a certain way that favors my side again. So I'm having a little fun with the discussion here.
Right, all right. And we only have 30 seconds before a news break, unfortunately, Tim Graham.
Well, I don't believe in a government-enforced equal time, and when we had that, it didn't really happen anyway. All we're trying to say to people is these are private networks. They have a right to be biased, and we have a right to point it out.
Tim Graham, our guest, director of media analysis at the Media Research Center, talking with us about this report that says ABC, CBS, and NBC, the morning shows, are promoting Democrats on the road to the White House. And we're welcoming your questions about this at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. This is the Ideas Network. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday, September the 5th. The Democratic presidential candidates get more airtime on the morning news programs on CBS, NBC, and ABC than the Republicans do, according to our guest this hour. Through January through July, on ABC, CBS, and NBC, there were 284 campaign segments devoted to the Democratic candidates and 152 devoted to the Republican candidates. That's according to a study by our guest's group, the Media Research Center. Our guest is Tim Graham, director of media analysis at the Media Research Center. We're talking about this disparity and welcoming your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our next caller is Kevin in Stevens Point. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just wondering, Now, with these three networks, I don't know if historically they tend to be left-leaning or not, but I guess I was wondering, how does that compare with Fox or maybe some of the other more conservative networks?
Do you know Tim Graham?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was
I mean, he wanted to know, how does this compare to, say, what Fox News does?
Oh, yes. Well, I can tell you very easily, the first thing that happens is the Democrats won't appear on Fox and Friends because in the present environment, none of them are doing Fox because the Democratic base has basically suggested that you can't have a debate on Fox, you can't give an interview to Fox because they are the enemy, that they are the enemy of truth and light and everything good. So John Edwards actually was doing fairly common interviews on Fox last year, just trying to gin up for his presidential campaign. And then he was the first to say he would not participate in Fox's debate in Nevada. So in that particular case, there's not. I would estimate if you looked at, MSNBC doesn't really have a morning show, so to speak, with interviews very much, with this Morning Joe thing they have going right now. CNN's American Morning is pretty much a traditional morning show, and the candidates from both sides, I believe, have appeared on it. But again, we haven't watched it every day, so we don't have quite the same measure. I would assume it would fall somewhere in the same category. You know, it's possible that that in the coming months the Republican race will really intensify and there will be some balance. But we're going to try to keep on this and keep analyzing it. I would say that looking back at the month of August would match some of these other months. Again, right about the time we were looking at these, ABC had a very glorifying interview with Barack Obama again. So this trend continues, and I think we'll try to keep analyzing it and adding to these numbers as it goes.
Yeah, and your point is not just the numbers, but the content of those stories is more negative or challenging when it comes to the Republicans and more fluffy and softball-y when it comes to the Democrats.
Yeah, I think that, people could look at the Republican stories in isolation and say, well, look, all you're saying to Romney is, you have this Mormon problem, and everywhere Romney's been interviewed, that's been one of the major things, is that he has a Mormon problem. And really, with Republican base voters, especially with evangelical voters, he does have a problem. So again, I'm not saying that's unreasonable. What I would say, though, is you turn around and nobody says, well, Hillary Clinton has a problem with, all the things her husband went through. Hillary Clinton has a problem now with this fundraising issue in California. You want those things to be covered. Hillary Clinton says something outrageous that makes people angry. And a lot of times what you'll see is they'll drop out on the stories where Hillary looks bad, and again, they'll say, love that Sopranos video she made.
Yeah. Let's go to Kathy in Appleton. Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
Good morning. I wonder if some of the lack of coverage is perhaps due to the current administration's attitude towards the media and how much they were squashed, particularly in the beginning. You know, this is maybe part of a backlash from that. And I'll take my answer up here.
I'm sorry, a backlash because the media are upset with the Bush administration, Kathy?
Not so much as upset that, they just weren't allowed to perhaps do their jobs, and this administration is fairly manipulative, and, the truth is hard to find, kind of. And I just wonder if some of this is a backlash from that. I mean, not that the purposely not reporting, but that somehow the Republican...
All right, I get it. What do you think about that theory, Tim Graham?
Well, it's very true. As I was in the White House press corps for a couple of years at the beginning of this presidency, that access to Bush administration officials was tough. They were very disciplined about they were only going to grant a certain amount of access. And if you're a reporter, there's nothing you like better than access. I understand that. I don't think that you can say that somehow, though, and this is where your political judgment kicks in, that the Bush administration was more manipulative with the press than the Clinton administration was. I think that there becomes an assumption here that when you know, when the Clinton administration comes to power and starts naming network reporters to be their spokesman at the Pentagon, to be their spokesman at the Justice Department, it's a little hard to say, well, the networks are hostile to the Clintons. When they, you know, when a bunch of the network reporters went and worked for the Clinton administration, that certainly didn't really happen with the Bush administration. The closest we got to that, I guess, was Tony Snow. But the, you know, I think that there is a, let's take the caller's suggestion. What if the network said, we're mad at the Bush administration, we think that they've been unfair to us, and so we're going to just screw the Republicans in this cycle? I don't know if that would make it, you know, are they serving the public here, or are they serving their own emotions? I don't think you can really defend what the disparity right now by saying Republican, or, you know, networks are angry at the Republicans, so they're going to punish them now.
Yeah. Jan in La Crosse, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. I think maybe the counting's a little askew. If you count Mayor Bloomberg, who is a Republican, but you count him in the Democratic line there because he's considering becoming a Democrat.
They didn't do that, Jan. Didn't you, 81 stories discuss both parties or a possible independent run by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Tim Graham?
Yeah, let's be very explicit, and that is Mayor Bloomberg renounced his membership in the Republican Party, and that's why we counted him as an independent.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about all the Bush-Cheney fundraisers and the Bush news in general? I mean, doesn't that get counted as
No, because news? They're not running for president.
Oh, so, okay. No, so none of the fundraisers are counted, none of the news coverage would be covered under that.
Right, just like if you were doing a study in 1999, you wouldn't count the coverage given to President Bill Clinton. You're only covering Gore versus Bush versus the people who are running for president.
Mm-hmm. Well, controlling how things are represented, of course, is part of what Republicans do well.
Well, I think that's what that's what studying the media is about. It's about, you know, what kind of, you know, obviously the media are a political player in our system, and the question is, you know, some people see them as referees. I think we all sort of expect them to be referees of the political system. And I think that what we've tried to do over the years with this research is suggest, at least to Republicans, don't trust these people to be your referees. They are not going to act like referees. They're going to act like cheerleaders for the side they favor. That's what we feel.
Yeah. Did you account Al Gore might run for president in the Democratic column, and conversely, did any stories that said Fred Thompson might run in the Republican category?
Right. Now, if you interviewed Al Gore and you didn't ask him about whether he should be president, it did not count. But everywhere Al Gore went, you know, after he, you know, sort of flirted with running for the White House, I mean, everybody would ask that question. Therefore, we did count those. And this, again, yes, this is where you could say, well, you've got 29 minutes with Al Gore, which you could take out. Mm-hmm. Well, on the other side, we also counted interviews with Newt Gingrich, where they asked him about whether he was going to run for president. You take those two out, and you're still going to get the same, you know, to some extent, the same imbalance we're talking about. But certainly, these are the reasonable questions to ask about, you know, how did you do this count? But we're just trying to say, we're going to do the count this way because what if Gore gets in? Then we want to make sure we have those numbers.
Talking with Tim Graham, Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center, which counted the number of stories that the morning TV news programs on NBC, CBS, ABC did on the presidential candidates, Republican and Democrat, and found that the morning network TV news programs are devoting twice as much time to the Democratic candidates than the Republicans. And it's more favorable coverage, too, according to our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Coming up after 8, paper airplanes, building a treehouse, making a go-kart, going fishing. I'll talk with a guest about the things kids used to do, mainly boys, but really don't anymore because they're too busy playing video games or watching TV or instant messaging their friends on the computer. We talk with the author, the co-author of the book, The Dangerous Book for Boys, coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking with Tim Graham. He's with the Media Research Center. We're talking about the Media Research Center's latest study on the morning TV news programs, finding that the Democrats are getting more morning time and maybe more favorable morning time than the Republicans. Let me share an email from Mike in La Crosse who says, "This is much ado about nothing. The Republicans are well covered by Rush Limbaugh and other radio hosts and other news programs. Very well covered." You want to just react to that?
Well, again, everything we do is a study of the mainstream news media. I don't think that we've ever tried to claim that a Republican primary voter can't find information on the Republican candidate. Certainly one place he could find it, perhaps, is on the Limbaugh show. It's also, you know, possible that if you want to hear Mitt Romney be interviewed, you can hear him be interviewed on Sean Hannity, or you could hear and be interviewed on the Laura Ingraham show. I mean, there's certainly other places for Republican voters to find out things in Republican candidates. And there's obviously Republican voters probably trust those sources better than they trust the so-called objective media. We're just simply trying to do in this case to say these are the networks that come to us and claim to be the news. How are they doing? Are they making an attempt to look at their own numbers? I guess I look at numbers like these, Joy, and I wonder, do they keep a tally of their own? You know, obviously ABC's aware that they've done two town hall meetings, given more than an hour of time to two Democratic candidates, and they're comfortable with that. But I think on a day-to-day basis, you have to wonder whether they're really suggesting to each other, you know, maybe we should do a little more on the Republicans today.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at a story on, I think it's on time.com, of some of the reaction to your study, and the Republicans have not committed to a town hall meeting. They're, you know, they've been asked, but they haven't committed. So you can't really blame ABC for not having Republican town hall meetings.
Well, it's certainly part of the reason why there's a dramatic imbalance. You remove those, and obviously the numbers would be a little bit less imbalanced. I find it hard to understand why the McCain campaign hasn't made that deal. I don't understand that. But I think if you look at the kind of coverage that McCain has gotten in this first 7 months of 2007, it's been incredibly gloomy and saying that it's basically all over for him and that his support for the war has destroyed his campaign. And again, it doesn't matter which person's running on the Republican side. You have Giuliani, who they've covered as having an incredibly messy private life, running his children endorsing Barack Obama. They love stories like that. Romney has the Mormon thing. Fred Thompson, now they're saying, has no excitement factor. So, each and every Republican candidate is covered with this sour ball in the cheek, and that's where people watch the news and they say, I just can't trust these people. It's bad enough that you turn on the news and you see Tim Russert, who used to work for Cuomo, you see Stephanopoulos, who used to work for Clinton, you see Christopher Cuomo, the son of Mario Cuomo, doing the news at ABC, and you just say, you know, who are these people giving me the news? And in a lot of cases, they used to be Democrats, you know, in the middle of campaigns. So it's just a little hard to believe when George Stephanopoulos comes on and said, Hillary's doing excellent, to say, am I getting a straight scoop? I don't think so. I think I'm getting a commercial disguised as a news broadcast.
I want you to react to this, though, to another email. Maggie from Madison says the reason it's Democrats more on the morning news shows is that the audience of those programs are primarily women, and women are, I guess, more interested in Democrats and that kind of coverage. What do you think that plays into it?
Well, I think that's another reason why it's very important. This is one of the reasons why we study this, is that, yes, these programs are largely tailored to women and to women voters. And, yes, in a lot of election cycles, women voters have been more likely to vote for Democrats, and male voters have been more likely to vote for Republicans in general. So, but again, I can't imagine you sitting around a network studio and saying, well, we're pitching a show to women, so we're going to do all of our presidential news on Hillary. you know, I mean, it's just, it's not fair to the rest of the candidates. We to some extent, we expect there's going to be some attempt at fair play, pose of fair play, and that they're not going to simply say, well, we're only going to cover the candidates we think women like.
Let me get in Paul in La Crosse. Hi, Paul, you're on the air.
Hi. First, the thing on Fox News, I remember a few months ago, they ran a picture of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, a guy named Conyers, and they identified him as Congressman Livingston, the guy with the frozen money, and they did that for the whole day.
Yeah.
Now, you see, if you're a news gathering organization and you don't know who the chairman of the Judiciary Committee is, I mean, is it because all black people look alike?
Well,
or is it because you don't know what you're doing?
All right, well, so they made a stupid mistake,
well,
Paul.
Well, can I gently suggest it was not Congressman Livingston? I think you're trying to refer to Congressman William Jefferson of Louisiana.
That was my mistake, yes.
So
yes, they identified him as Jefferson, yes.
Yeah.
But if I was working at the News Bureau in Washington, D.C. For Fox, I would be expected to know that, to see these guys, you know, by sight.
I absolutely agree. I'd be embarrassed if I was at Fox. I would be running down the hall and yelling at someone.
Well, see, that's why the Democrats are not on, you know, Fox more. But the other thing is, another, you know, really a simple thing, is that the Republicans are as sexy as nine guys waiting for a tea time at the country club. They're not doing anything.
Now, that's just judgment. Let me say this to you. Here's the other point that deals with your first point. Keith Olbermann had this whole worst of the world segment where he was going to attack Neil Boritz, the Atlanta talk show host, and instead of showing a picture of Neil Boritz, he showed a picture of former Senator Max Cleland, and the two looked nothing alike. So, I mean, that sort of mistake, yeah, it's a human mistake, and I don't think it really has anything to do with ideology. I don't think Congressman Conyers is very well known to people here in Washington, but if you're one of these 26-year-old people assembling cable news broadcasts, sadly, they probably don't know Congressman Conyers very well. I certainly think people should know him better. He certainly wants President Bush impeached, and he tried to impeach Reagan. He's a radical leftist, and he is somebody that the networks ought to do more coverage of.
Yeah, well, let's talk about his point, though, that sexiness aside of the Republican candidates, that there's just more stuff going on the Democratic side. There's more interesting things to cover with the first woman and the first African-American with a good chance of winning, battling it out. And there's just more interesting on the Democratic side. More is going on than on the Republican side. What about that?
Well, when the network guy said that, it just has the feeling of, we're so excited to have a black or a woman win that, you know, we're going to throw all of our judgment overboard. We're so sick of the idea of a white male president, they're not going to get any coverage. I mean, it's that again, betrays an attitude of, here's who we want to be president, not what's our job in terms of covering the presidential campaign. I just think the idea of who's sexy or whatever is a very personal judgment. I mean, obviously you're going to say, you know, John Edwards is a good-looking fella, and maybe Fred Thompson isn't. But, I mean, I don't think that the way we elect presidents, all the way, anyway.
But
I mean, appearance is important, but it's not everything.
The media loves a conflict or a fight, so if Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are duking it out, that's going to get more coverage than, Mitt Romney's campaign donations or something, you know, boring.
Well, yeah, there's... I just think when you look at it, there are Republican debates, there are Republican straw votes, there are activities going on the Republican side that are worth covering. I think I really do believe that what this disparity shows is that people at the networks who are Democrats by nature are much more excited about the Democrats. They're excited about the prospect of victory for the Democrats. They're excited by the prospect of diversity among the Democrats. And that's where they're covering what they're excited about. And I'm simply saying there are a lot of Americans out there that are excited about a President Romney or a President Thompson, and they look at the news and say, these guys obviously don't like the people I like because they're covering them like, oh, who wants that boring old man to be president? Mm-hmm. Or who wants that scary Mormon to be president? And so that again shows, I think that there's that thing we call news judgment. A lot of times when you look at the actual results of looking at something for 6 or 7 months, yeah, you see that news judgment's very personal, even looks emotional, instead of being, maybe just a little scientific.
We are almost out of time. Dave and Wanneke, though, you've been waiting. Please be brief.
Okay. I say that the news media is trying to push candidates on us. I think that the news media would like to see Hillary Clinton against Rudy Giuliani. ABC News definitely marginalized Dennis Kucinich. They cropped him from a photo. They pulled two polls that showed he was winning the debate.
All right, we get you. He doesn't like the coverage Kucinich is getting, but do you think the media have anointed Giuliani and Hillary the winners, as our caller suggests?
Well, McCain got more attention than Giuliani by a little. Mm. I think Hillary would clearly love to run against Giuliani, and the media is based in New York, so they do have a New York bias. It's the whole same thing with Bloomberg.
Yeah,
the media... That's a New York bias.
We got to leave it there. Tim, thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure.
Tim Graham, Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing the hour. This is the Ideas Network.